Welcome to the podcast for the sisters and bros. It will make you laugh from your head to your toes. Talking about their lives, from the highs to the lows. And the name of the title goes, The Sloppy Joes.
Welcome everyone to the Sloppy Joes podcast and a happy Friday. Josh Smith's with us in the corner.
Another week.
You're going to what?
Another week.
I thought you said, I'm going to wee.
I'm not going to wee now.
Ethan James as well. How are you, Ethan?
Oh, hello, Joe.
What's up with you, Ethan, mate? You look a bit flustered.
Sorry, I just realised Joe's camera is really bright and he looks angelic almost.
Oh, so you look gorgeous though.
Because
like,
you've only had all afternoon to sort of frame me up and get me right.
Yeah.
So,
that's good. I'll tell you what, Dom's not here because he's currently
really dark
doing...
camera by comparison. Might need to tweak these, actually.
Right, so Dom's not here on a Friday because, I mean, there's been a mix-up, hasn't there? He's at, and it's weird to say this out loud, he's at uni.
He's double booked us.
So although we teased that he's gone on this quite interesting weekend away.
Which he has been on, by the way.
Oh, I got some pictures, mate.
I refused all knowledge of it. I refused everything. All he texted me was, it was last night, he just texted me saying, I hate you. Which to me is a sign that he's had a good weekend.
Yeah,
because it means the emotions are riled up, and sometimes he doesn't know how to put those emotions out there.
Yeah.
And it can be an anger. So I know we've got some good stories lined up because I got the classic "I hate you" text.
Yeah. But now it's just me, you, and Ethan, old school sloppers.
Perfect.
Let's get sloppy. How have you been? Been all right?
Very good. Yeah, a big week. Obviously, waking up early, having to sort of go to bed a bit earlier so I can get the radio on BBC Sounds Radio Manchester.
Yes, that's the
because
one.
Because the new host of The Breakfast Show has started his show, Radio Joe.
The Joe McGrath Breakfast Show.
Hey.
It's been good, you know, really excited, up at 4 a.m.
So talk us through it then.
So I've got The Breakfast Show, which is great. Monday to Friday, so it's a slug, yeah? My mind...
A slug?
Did I say slug? My mind's in the gutter a little bit. It's a slug.
Yeah.
I've run out of words about 2 o'clock, so it's a shame we were recording this after two.
Yeah,
I think, like you say, you have a certain amount of steps a day, like you do 10,000.
Yeah.
I think I have 10,000 words a day.
And then you've run out.
Done, mate. Look, everyone. It's been good.
Donald Trump thinks that that's how your heart works. He thinks that you only get a certain number of heartbeats in your life, so it's better to not exercise because you'll run out quicker.
Is that what he thinks?
That's what people used to say.
He thinks a lot of things, though.
Yeah, let's not worry about Donald Trump.
So it's been good. Get up at 4 a.m, take the dog for a walk around where we live at 4.
What's it like at 4 a.m?
Interesting.
Is it?
There's a woman near us that sweeps up at 4:30 for 10 minutes every day. Sweeps up.
Sweeps what?
Her drive.
Sweeps her drive every morning.
Yeah, it's so creepy. It's kind of one of those characters where if I mentioned it, I'd be worried that other people don't see her.
Mm.
So it's just in my mind.
She's never... What do you mean sweeps up? No one lives in the house in 28.
No one
lives
and
there.
I'd just fucking shit myself on the spot.
So you're still walking the dog?
A lot of foxes kicking about. No, it helps me.
Because I would think, if it was me, I would probably say to Lizzie, I'm getting up so early now that I ain't got time to walk the dog. You just walk the dog when you wake up. But you're still doing it.
I've had a few occasions where I've covered The Breakfast Show and that walk of the dog is just nice. It gets you up. I only do it for like 20 minutes. Gets you breathing all right. You're a little bit more alert. So then when you start a show, you're not as Ethan'd as you could be. You're a bit more with it, yeah?
Then you're there, Ethan, mate.
Because
you don't want to be all groggy and voiceless when you start.
Morning, everyone, welcome to the show.
Exactly. So 20 minutes getting ready, 20 minutes walking the dog, 20 minutes driving to work. Bang, I'm in at 5. Hello. Hour prep. Get a coffee from Carol. Carol's Coffee upstairs. She's got a full breakfast range as well. But unfortunately for me and my cholesterol, that doesn't come out until 6:30.
Thank God. Was it free?
No, you'll pay for it.
Even as the host of a flagship show on a national station?
Yeah, you pay by the item. Great game I've just thought of.
Go on then.
Hash browns, how much?
Is this BBC subsidised slightly or is it an
independent
company?
No, it's not. I wouldn't say it's subsidised slightly.
Okay, well, if it's any more than 120, I've got an issue.
70p.
Fine.
Brilliant.
I was going to say that and I wasn't given a guess.
You were?
Right, over to you then. And I'd 70p. Like to know. Yeah, correct. I'd like to know where your mind goes now when I say the words sausage.
Right, it's got to be more than a hash brown, Ethan, hasn't it?
Oh,
trying to come up with a guess together.
Where my mind. Well, I was thinking of your fingers, Joe. That's where my mind went straight away.
He's done you there, isn't he?
He's
done you there.
Little sausage pieces.
I have got sausage fingers.
What do we reckon then? Sausage. It's got to be more than a hash brown. Should we say 120 again? No one's going to expect that same guess again, are they?
No, I think you've gone too high.
Okay.
How much did you say?
Go on, then you go.
I'll say 110.
Oh, 10p, for God's sake.
It's 120. You would have got it spot on. You're
well, that's the way the cookie crumbles, I'm afraid.
Yeah, piece of bacon.
Piece of bacon. It's got to be less than a sausage. I'm going to say, back to your hash brown, 70 pence.
Oh, no.
No. 90.
Oh, he's done you. Yeah. Oh. 90p. Wow. So it's 2-1 to Ethan. It's not a... Hello, a scoop of bean.
He has to quizify everything, this guy. It's what, just because you're giving up your show on a Wednesday night. Now we're being quizzed.
Hello, a scoop of beans.
Scoop of beans. It's all within that 70p to £1.20 bracket. If anything's north of 120, I'm going to be stunned. I'm going to say, and he has the benefit of going second here because he can just...
All right, you go first then.
No, I'll go first because that way I've got an excuse when I lose.
50 pence.
Ah! 60 pence.
It is 70, so I'll give it to you.
No, he doesn't get
two,
that.
2-2. Let me think what else they do.
Tomato?
No tomato. They...
Toast!
They do slice they the do toast.
I'll go first on this one.
Okay.
50 pence.
What are you going to go for, Ethan?
You would have said 50, wouldn't you?
He would have said 50, I think. It's a nightmare situation for Ethan.
49.
It's 50 pence, spot on.
Oh, it was a pence.
White or brown bread.
That's 3-2. So,
is it? Yeah. So you win. Congratulations. So that's there for...
No, black there must pud? Be more items.
Any black pud?
No, they don't overcomplicate it.
Egg?
Oh, egg. Egg. Hit me, because they do three different kinds.
Poached, scrambled, fried.
Yes.
Brilliant. All the same price for one portion of said egg?
Yes, but because it takes... Oh, no, I won't give you any more clues.
Do the omelette?
They do. Four different types of eggs.
Live omelette station?
Live omelette station.
Crikey. So we're not worried about the omelette. We're just worried about single egg meat.
Yeah.
I'm going to say it's 85p an egg meat.
Okay.
I've stormed this because McGraw was hitting... This is probably one of the more expensive items at the moment.
Yeah.
I'm going to say I'll equal it to the sausage. Was that 120? I'll go with that.
130. Because it takes a while to cook. They don't have them on demand. So I think...
Here's something you could do. Have them on demand. Cool.
Yeah, but I'm not in fucking charge. Am I? That's it. That's all they do.
Bacon. So it's 3-3. That's nice.
3-3. That's a nice way of doing it.
Do another one.
All right, final one. And I get one every day. I get a large Americano.
Oh, I wouldn't have a clue.
The BBC.
Okay.
Canteen every day. Carol's
BBC
coffee.
Canteen, because all those items are cheap. They have been subsidised there. You said they.
Yeah. All right. Okay.
Because you can get a full English for about £5 there, which you're not getting anywhere these days, especially not in. Media sit.
Carol's coffee, CC.
Yeah, I'm going to say, and I'll go first, Ethan, give you a bit of a. I'm going to go £2.10.
Okay, nice.
On the Carol's coffee for
what are you going for, Ethan?
Don't go
£2.11, that'd be
tight. I wrote down £2.70.
Yeah.
It's £2.55. Ethan storms it.
Yes!
Come on, Ethan.
He doesn't storm it, he squeaks it.
He stormed it!
He squeaks it!
The last question he stormed, you were 45p off.
Oh, yeah.
And he was 15. But it's going really well, so thank you very much for joining in the chat.
So what have you done in terms of changing it then?
It's a bit more light and fluffy. Do you know what I mean? It's like a hug in the morning.
They've got Joe McGraw in.
Yeah.
What do you
want? Sometimes it's tricky because you've got to talk about news stories that are a little bit more, you know, hard-hitting, but they're important. And that's all right, but I like the fluffier stuff, the happier stuff. I'm giving away prizes.
Oh, yeah? Such as?
Give away £200 at Escape to Freight Island the other day.
Yeah.
For cash. 100 quid.
When you say cash, do you mean bar vouchers?
Bar vouchers.
Not cash.
100 quid cash at Trafford Centre.
So not cash again?
Vouchers.
Vouchers, yeah.
Minions experience for all the family.
Cash.
Bar vouchers. And what was the first one? 100 quid for pets at home.
Oh, that's good. I love that.
Cash.
Can I have that?
I've already given it out.
I know, but can I have it anyway?
Julian Swinton one.
Really?
Yep.
So what are they doing for these? I listened to one feature of yours. So I listened, by the way, because I want to support you and I want to be able to chat about it. One feature that I heard was on the first day where, as far as I could make out, so I've listened to radios before, and what I will say is, love the show. I do, actually. It's really good. So I'm obviously just being a bit silly here. You'll understand the format, Ethan. You're aware of a radio host asking questions to quiz an audience member. That is a classic radio feature, isn't it?
It's classic.
The feature I heard was a member of the public quizzing Joe. Like asking him what what Bolton Stadium was called. How did they get those questions? Right. Why were they quizzing you?
So that game is called Name It, where essentially it's like we have to be a partnership where For a minute, they have to... So you can either land on an object, place, or people. All
right? Right.
So for a minute, if I land on an object, have a list of objects in front of me, and I have to describe to you the best I can.
So it's like verbal charades.
Verbal charades is exactly what we were going down the route.
Okay, cool.
Or places or people.
Oh, right, nice.
Today I was stumped.
Stumped?
That was an object.
A stump.
Couldn't think of what to say about... Say it, but,
what can you say about stumps that hasn't already been said?
Yeah, I didn't know. But cheers for listening. I created a group on Instagram of sloppers that might want to get involved in my talking points.
Yeah, I saw that. That was without our approval, but carry on.
A lot of, yeah.
We
don't even know the Patreon login.
Who don't?
You don't!
Even though I'm the one that posts the 9 out of 10 club poll every week. Interesting. Here's a point. Did anyone get back to you on the...
No one. Yeah. Well, no, they all said, oh, here's my username. So I've got a list of these sloppers.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know who you are. And I put a thing, the talking point in every morning. No one's got back.
Mm.
They all read it. Disgrace.
Interesting, isn't it? But you enjoying it? How hard is it to wake up at 3 a.m, 4 a.m?
It's all right.
Yeah.
It's the first leg out the cover that's the hardest.
Yeah.
Is that a song?
Yeah.
It's that you wake up and it's like, fucking hell. You're up now, but it's like, it's a bit nippy out there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like that. Do you know when you feel your leg leaving the cover and it's like, ooh, it's cold?
Yeah, yeah.
That first step is fucking tricky.
Do you get reviewed, like, by the press?
Do I get reviewed?
Will the MEN do, like, a feature on the new host of The Breakfast Show?
Yeah, too right, bring it on.
Has it happened yet?
No.
What do you think you're getting out of stars-wise?
At a minute, 4.
Really? Out of 20 stars, though, that's not great.
No, you didn't say that.
No, I know, but it was implied.
You didn't say that, Ethan, did
he? It was implied.
What was implied? So please listen. And you can get us across the UK. I think you can get us in America as well, if you listen in America.
Can you get... If you're living in...
On BBC Sounds.
Any part of the empire, can you listen?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah, see if you can get there or...
South the Falkland Islands.
Falklands.
Is South Africa still part of the empire?
I don't think any of it is anymore. Really.
India?
Yeah, again, not for a long time. But if you're part of the Commonwealth Games, you can listen to Joe McGrath.
Yeah, go for it.
That's the rules, isn't it?
My cousin listened in Singapore the other day.
Really? She VPN or?
No, she's got it on BBC Sounds. It's a great app. Go and get it.
This is really good, a show.
Plug for it, but... yeah, and it's just going well. It's going cracking.
Is it?
Yeah. Although I've given up booze for the month.
February,
which is great because it's the shortest of the months.
Yeah. So and this is not a leap year either, is it?
So
it is.
Pick the best... One.
It's just the 28 days. So, but what's your plan going to be? Because you really can't drink on a weekday now.
No, never.
Friday and Saturday you can have a booze.
Friday, I think realistically Friday's the only day I can have a drink.
Yeah.
Because Saturday you will still be feeling it Monday morning.
Yeah, you will, yeah. Especially the way you do it.
Yeah.
You've had 10 pints before lunch.
Yeah. So essentially, I've got Fridays to drink. And that means I've got 4 Fridays in February not to have a drink. Fine, that's easy.
It's only 4 nights off the booze.
And then March, I'm heading to Chicago for St. Patrick's Day, Champions League finals, you know what I mean?
Was it funny, do you know when you get interviewed for a job and you have to tell them like the holidays you had booked in already?
Yeah.
When you told them that you've got 4 Wingfests and a trip to Chicago for St. Patrick's Day already booked off, what did they make of that?
Interested.
Yeah. They probed a little bit, didn't they?
How serious is Wingfest?
Yes.
Serious, mate.
Well,
serious.
It makes up around a quarter of my income per annum.
Yeah.
That's how serious that is.
Yeah, it was so good.
But you're the face and jowls of Wingfest, aren't you?
Yeah. And the wing itself.
Yeah, you are.
We were talking off air about Guinness, which sort of lured me in a little bit. Ethan put into the group chat, have you heard about Guinness's big deal?
Oh, yes.
No, what?
Oh, that was just in the production chat, Joe, so you could try and make some clips. So yeah. There was no big Guinness big deal. It was just so you could read the chat, because you ignored it for a week.
He used that to entice you, because
he'd been
messaging you.
The cheek of Ethan James to suggest that we ignore WhatsApp groups. This man, I believe, we think has nearly died on multiple occasions because he doesn't reply.
Well, I don't need to in the morning because I'm always going to be there and I don't want a coffee. But when it comes to organisation, productivity, I deliver.
He does.
And you're like a...
Oh, cut that.
God, why did I say that?
That's not been allowed to be said since the 50s.
I don't know if, yeah, that's week one.
Shall I try that again?
I don't think I'm down for week two.
Try that again.
The cheek of you to slag me off. I get shit done. It's only the last few weeks that I've struggled with clips.
You've,
I mean,
you've
had posted
turned,
a lot
you've
of
had your head turned by the BBC.
Yes, and I forget.
You're drowning in it.
Because the weird thing is, Ethan, Guinness have got a big deal.
Have they?
Well, I read a thing in the Telegraph that said that the brand that own Guinness, so Guinness is like a brand, isn't it? And there's a large company that own it with other things like Smirnoff, I believe.
Oh,
they're
really?
Looking to cash in on the Guinness brand and sell it. How much do you think the Telegraph put on the value of Guinness right now in 2025?
You're probably looking at the most it's ever been worth. Because in the last 18 months, you Joe McGraths of the world have got into Guinness.
They've literally ran out.
They've gone mainstream in a big way, more than they ever have. So you're probably looking at, what was Disney sold for, like 6 billion or 10 billion or something? Probably less than that. I'm going to say 4 billion.
Oof, good guess. Oh, another game. Let's see if Joe can win this time. What did you go for, Ethan?
I won last time.
No, I won 4-3. I'm going to guess 4.01 billion.
You're nothing if not pathetic, are you, Ethan?
8 billion, Ethan wins.
Oh, yeah.
£8 billion?
Yeah.
It's big money.
It's big money.
What were you and your dad talking about?
Well, I was chatting to my dad the other day because we went to the United Palace game together. And
did you cry?
No. Not this time. It didn't have the same emotion as the FA Cup quarterfinal. But we talked about... We realised we've spoken probably about Guinness in the last 12 months for probably 10 to 15 hours.
What lines are you... What questions are you...
We're sort of obsessed with this. There's a couple of elements that we're obsessed with. One, how popular it's got. But the conversation predated that popularity boom. We talked about the whole shtick around how you pour it, which we spoke about this thing. Does it actually make a difference?
You get the most shtick you get in the Sloppy Joe's comments is when you slag off the poor. Not the which are the bits we have to cut out.
Yeah. No, I've never slagged off the poor. P-O-U-R, you mean, of course. But do you know what? And I don't mean this is any disrespect to anyone who's ever slagged me off before. But who are they to talk? You know? are they physicists? Are they bubbleologists? Are they flavorologists? I doubt it. Because no other beer needs to be poured like that. And every other beer on earth.
Yeah.
There you go. And then Guinness is the only one where if you don't do it right, it's crap and all of Ireland's mad at you.
But what I'd say is you can get a shit pint of lager, can't you?
Yeah.
And it can be the same brand of lager that you might get a good pint of lager.
I'm not saying you can't have a bad pint of Guinness.
Yeah.
I'm saying a decent chunk of the ceremony and superstition around Guinness, all it is actually doing is creating kind of value amongst the chit-chat. Yeah.
Does your dad spit the G?
No, none of that. That's for people who've only just started drinking Guinness, no offence. But the old school Guinness drinkers, you just have your pint of Guinness and you enjoy it. But there's a couple of things that I think we should talk about with Guinness. So we've talked about the poor before. I've questioned whether it's necessary. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. I don't really know. But I'm not as certain that it is as everyone else. But I think what we're going to hit, I've got a prediction. I think Guinness is going to hit peak Guinness and we're going to see a drop off. Mm. There's going to be some scandal.
Yeah. Scandal?
They'll find out that the way they make it black is because they're grating fucking killer whales into it. Or do you know what I mean? Okay. Like something's going to happen where everyone's going to be like, oh, not sure about that. And this is the time. This is a message directly to the Murphys of this world. Is it Beamish? The Beamishes of this world.
Oh, wow.
Now is your chance to strike. Because what could happen this year... Everyone's going to get a bit sick of Guinness because it's too popular. Instagram people are liking it. What we need is a rival. A rival with integrity. And that is where Murphy's comes in. It's from Ireland.
Yeah.
People in Ireland pick between the two.
Yeah.
If Murphy's made a play at the UK now, because you don't really see it many places except dedicated Irish bars.
Yeah.
If Murphy's made a big play at the UK, I think they could take up 25 to 30% of that Guinness market. I think they could go huge.
Really?
And you can have this whole thing on social media. Do you prefer Guinness or Murphy's? Murphy's is actually the one that people in Ireland like. You know, you get all those rumours like there's no Man United fans in Manchester, which is just bollocks. But people outside of Manchester believe that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you can always have things. Actually, do you know when people from Dublin, they actually have Murphy's? I prefer Murphy's. Murphy's, why aren't they here, man?
I don't know, because it costs money, doesn't it?
What does? Selling stuff? That's the whole
sometimes
business model.
It does, yeah.
Yeah, of course, but their business model is to sell beer.
Well, it's,
not,
a bold
it's not some bloke in his kitchen just making it for him and his dog, and I'm asking him to push it out to the world. They already sell it.
It's a bold statement saying they'll take 30% of Guinness's sales.
That's just
the
what
UK.
Me and my team have come up with. That's the picture. Honestly, do you understand what I mean, though? I feel
I
as
do.
Though there's going to be a little bit of a pull away from Guinness. And Murphy's
yeah,
can always, fill that
yeah,
hole.
Yeah.
Ooh,
yeah.
But it's not doing it. Why is
do you
Murphy's
think,
not doing
do
it?
You think, do you not think the popularity of Guinness's downfall will be people getting sick of the stout and return back to the lager?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a big year for lager. I'll say that much.
Huge year.
I don't want to say any more than that.
Cruz Campo, they're doing well at the minute.
I think Cruz Campo, Yostara Praman, although there is always, the problem with Yostara Praman is, you know what, is it Star Opperman? Is it Star? It's too big a word. Just change it to Stars. Star Lager.
Stars.
But Cruz Campo is easier to pronounce it, even though it's long.
Yeah.
But lagers are going to be big. I think we've got a couple more years of stout. And I think Murphy's needs to come in really hard this year.
Do you know what I was hoping it would become a bigger year for? Because I've been on this camp. Prosecco?
Is that what you mean?
No, no, I wasn't going to say Prosecco. I was going to say.
Ravina?
No. Sorry, I was going to say. The smooth ales?
Yeah, like a Tetley's or a John Smith's.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I went the other day to Ashton United, and lovely bar inside the stadium. It's fantastic.
Is that Denver Bar's brother?
Oh, no, sorry, Drew. I just mean so like a drinking
environment. Are we sponsored by Ashton fucking United? This is a great sell.
Have I brought them up again before?
No, I just like how you, you know, M&S-ing it.
Oh, well, it's fantastic. And you go in, and do you know how much your pint is? All the pints are no more than £3.50.
Brilliant.
Which is incredible.
Fucking hell.
And I was on the John Smith's, and I was just sat there thinking, and I'm really quick at getting these smooth bitters and nails down the hatch.
Yeah.
If everyone's moving towards stouts, because I would have thought not long ago people weren't really big for the stouts, why can't these smoother beers make a name for themselves a bit more? I think John Smith is fantastic.
Is it good? Yeah, I'll try John Smith.
You've got your Tetleys, you've got John Smith's, you've got like your Worthington, stuff like that. There's another one
Bonington?
That I'm missing as well. No, Bonington's got a bit more bubble in it.
It's not too far off.
But not far off, yeah. And there's one more I'm trying to think of that's...
I might give him Bonington's.
Yeah, give him Bonington's.
Okay, you can have Bonington's.
Yeah.
But that, yeah, that kind of stuff. What's the other one I'm trying to think of?
I don't know. We went to, get this, we went to a pub called the Eagle Inn in Salford. It's on the outskirts of Salford. This is only last week.
Manchester.
Yeah. So it's on the outskirts of Manchester, sorry. So literally where Salford and Manchester meet.
Brilliant.
It's a Joey Holt's pub. I don't know if you know that.
Oh.
Do you know what that means?
Oh, yeah.
It's just all their own beers. Hmm. There isn't a brand in sight.
Oh,
lager is their diamond or their diamond white. The stout is their stout.
They've got rid of the smooth.
They've got rid of the smooth. It was hard to get your head around at first, but then belting afterwards.
Was it?
Yeah.
It's like the one in Sam Smith's are the same, aren't they?
Sam Smith's very interesting.
They only sell their own stuff.
Yeah.
And it's all about £2.90 for a pint.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're fantastic. I've not been there though, the Eagle. Where's that?
Oh, the Eagle's great boozer.
Is it?
Great. Have you been to the Eagle Inn?
I've not heard of the Eagle.
Oh, we should go. Yeah. We need to have our Sloppy Joe's meeting. We keep saying we'll do it. Yeah. It's only at the start of the year. The
problem is it's hard with trying to get Dom in now as well because he's in London or uni or bed.
Or on the beach or whatever.
Yeah.
Ethan, you had an interesting tea last night.
I did have an interesting tea
you
last night.
You told us what this is. You just said, ask me about my dinner. So that worries me.
Well, Joe McGraw enjoys the dinner update.
Obviously, food chat is my favourite.
Yeah.
And discovering what Ethan has done with his meals are up there with my highlight of my day. I do feel sorry for him in a way sometimes.
Yeah,
but he just had four cheese strings.
Or just some yogurt and berries.
Someone pointed out that in the same podcast where Ethan said he had four cheese strings, he also said that he's going to not eat processed food anymore. And you would say that the cheese string is one of the most processed.
Yeah.
But, you know, Ethan James.
Well, it's definitely a down moment, that, the cheese strings. And it was a flaw in the big plan for the year. But what I've also told you about my takeaway habit. And I'm trying... Yeah,
Gari.
Like I was saying, Drew, like, I admit I have takeaways. I can't stop that. I have an addiction, despite not having a lot.
He's still getting the Nagari sushi every day.
Not every day, but the man the other day, like, he recognised me, didn't he? And then the other day, he just was like, "Fucking hell, here you go again, son."
That's bad, that, isn't it, from the sushi place.
Yeah, I told you the delivery guy that used to bully me. I've told you about him before.
The takeaway.
Yeah, he always used to take the piss out of me, calling me like Jesus. He has risen, all stuff like that. Oh, is Jesus?
Like a souffle he delivered.
Where's Mary and Joseph? All that stuff, giving me my food. I didn't used to like ordering from there. And then,
what kind of food was it?
Grills. It's like lamb chops and that. But he always used to come and shout stuff out the window at me, bully me a little bit. But sad, you know, that, he seems a bit sad. And I saw him eating his lunch in his car once, and it made me feel a bit better. Do you know what I mean? I could tell from the passenger seat that he's in the car a lot.
What about though, if he was eating the lunch in the car and you saw him go, "Fucking hell,
that's my food.
That's my takeaway."
Oh, yeah.
Just a nibble on your pork chop.
Just take one of them out, holding one of them. All right, mate.
Oh, no.
That's a real power play, actually.
That
isn't
a power play.
Anyway, sorry, Ethan.
So the takeaways, I'm trying to reduce it, and yesterday I was thinking, "Oh God, I fell asleep on the bus after work." I came in.
Woke up in Stoke.
So where did you end up? Did you wake up in the right time?
I woke up perfectly. I'm brilliant at this. I just get it right all the time.
That's a good... Do you know what's a good game? If we get Ethan sat on a bus and we put like a blindfold on him and he just has to take it off when he thinks he's there.
He's just go, "Now."
Yes.
Yeah, I'd love that.
And if it's not the next stop, we just could beat him up or something.
Yeah.
Right, let's do that.
I get a feeling for it. It's a real talent. And I was like, God, I could... I'm tired, it's now 8 o'clock on the sofa, I need to do something about food. So I was like, how can I make berries and yoghurt fun?
Oh my God.
And I was like, here's a great idea.
Eat it in the bath.
So I nipped over to Sainsbury's, got my blueberries in.
What? So hold on. No.
Say it. I know what you're about to say.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah.
So you're saying, I thought you just meant in the house now, how can you make the ingredients you've got
fun? Is there some hundreds and thousands in the cupboard that I can put on it?
But no, you went to a shop where... Yeah.
You didn't have to get blueberries and yoghurt if you were going to a shop anyway.
Obviously, you forget about cooking times and things like that take a while.
No, I don't. There's plenty of items you can eat raw or microwaved in 3 minutes that are better than blueberries and yoghurt.
Blueberries are a superfood.
They are a superfood.
It's not a real thing.
I went in the fridge and I realised I had a pack of blueberries that were out of date, so I was like, I'll go replace them. Hopped in the car and I drove.
You're off your... The car to Sainsbury's, which I know where
after the Sainsbury's, I then got in the car and I drove to McDonald's.
Nice. Good stuff.
And I thought, I'm not getting the Mackeys, I'm going to make the blueberries fun. So you're probably thinking you've whacked them in some burgers or something. And I've not done that. What I've done is I've got a big McFlurry, a big Oreo McFlurry, brought it home, put in a big bowl of blueberries, mixed around. Didn't realise how thick the McFlurry was. So it was really hard to because all the blueberries were sticking to the spoon. And then once it calmed down a bit, blueberries and Oreo McFlurry for dinner.
Did you not get anything else from McDonald's, just the McFlurry?
I did get a Coke Zero.
You led me down the garden path then. I thought you were saying like a double cheeseburger or something.
No.
Protein or anything
What do you want from life? You've eaten a McFlurry, an Oreo McFlurry with blueberry stirred into it as your dinner. This is like something from Hook, where they're just eating like slop and fake foam for dinner. And they're just eating it with their bare hands and they're imagining it. This is like... a child that's just found some coins on the floor for dinner.
Well, if I wanted something from life, I would like to be in a situation where I could just either have a chef or be able to afford healthy takeaways all day, every day. That would be the objective. But we don't live in a perfect world.
No, we don't.
So how about a little bit of tasty goodness from Mackey's mixed in with some blueberries? controlled.
It's so crazy that was your tea. That's it. That's all you had. That. And a Coke Zero.
But it's only like, you think about it, that's only a £3.50 tea.
Yeah, and it's only probably about 400 calories. It's awful. It's too small. It's got loads of bad stuff and no good stuff.
Blueberries are a superfood.
Blueberries are a superfood. Yeah, right. Yeah. Counterbalances the Oreos, doesn't it?
It's just sad, isn't it?
It is a bit
sad. Have you ever made yourself, like, let's like just say, a bit of protein, some veg, and some carbs for dinner?
I used to go on a mad 2 month spell where I had, I've told you this, fish, avocado, and eggs, and beef jerky poured on the side.
God, that's not what was worse.
Better, but still weird.
Do you need
hell.
Like, if someone gave you a recipe to cook something pretty good, would you follow it? Like healthy?
No, I think I'm a creative. I spend a lot of time making podcasts and things, coming up with ideas and stuff like that. So I'm not really one to waste time with the engineering of different meals.
Right. So instead of wasting time doing that, what do you do between 6 p.m. and midnight?
So I'd probably go on a run, maybe. Not every day, maybe twice a week.
Okay. So the other 5 days.
And then I'd maybe come in and walk around a bit, maybe.
I know why. I know why Ethan doesn't need to. Ethan doesn't need to buy any food for his big shop.
Why?
Because he's out on so many bloody dates.
I was just going to ask you about this. We haven't spoken about your dating life very much. You went on a date recently.
I went on a date recently.
When was it?
It was on Saturday.
Oh!
Can I ask?
I didn't know about this. About
the dating world at the minute, because there's quite a lot of places in Manchester that are quite activity-led.
Yeah. Yes.
And one of our sloppers saw you at an activity-led place. Like,
are you joking?
Yeah.
When was this?
I got pictures.
You have?
I have.
No, you haven't.
Yeah.
Of where?
Pictures?
Yeah,
let me see.
They've not took pictures.
Yeah,
what pictures. Of where? Where was it?
Him and, yeah. and a lady in shuffleboarding, yeah?
I was shuffleboard.
Oh! So what I'm understanding is because when I first met Becky, this is like 10 years ago, shuffleboarding, I don't think it was invented yet.
No, that was, when did you meet her? Years and years and years ago.
People were still just too worried about the Iraq war to be shuffleboarding, weren't they, when you did that together.
Yeah, big time.
The war on terror was basically everyone's hobby then.
Oh, big time. So now there's like bowling that's come around recently and darts.
Are you all right?
Older bowling places.
You think bowling has come around recently? I think it peaked in 1961.
You could bowl now more places than you can imagine.
And that is a specific number.
In town, anyway. So, what's the activities like on a date? Like, is it? Do you have to win?
Well, what we've been setting out is a series of different challenges.
Right.
Per date.
One of them to hold eye contact.
Easier said than done. What colour eyes has she got? The wall. Sorry. Is this the same person you've been on more than one date with?
So we've done.
Oh, well,
we've done.
Is it? I don't know enough about this. I should ask more.
We've done bowling.
Brilliant. Who won?
It was 1-1, although she had the barriers and I didn't.
Okay, so it's 1 and then hers didn't count, obviously. Yeah.
Nah, barriers are sound. You've got to use them to your advantage.
No, you haven't.
You do.
No, you don't. It's cheating. You don't count if you use the barriers. Do you use the barriers?
Depends how drunk I am.
Fair. So you went bowling.
Yeah, and then we did the shuffleboarding. And then we did do another activity.
Yeah, but...
Why am I forgetting the activity?
Because it's over quick.
I don't know. We did do some. I don't know why my brain's just blank there.
Memorable.
I showed her how to do darts the other day.
In your house?
In my
so you brought her
corridor.
Back to the flat.
Oh, you showed her the cheese wall.
Oh, yeah,
so
it looks.
He watched his knob after his own.
Oh, no, he. Joe, his door
that's
looks.
Terrible.
Oh no, is it your door that looks like cheese?
It's my door that looks like
sorry,
cheese.
Cut that,
cheese
please. I'm really.
No,
I shouldn't
that's got to stay in. It's just a cheesy knob joke.
Yeah. So she's coming back to yours and all sorts.
Well, just to play the darts.
Yeah. Bullseye. So things are going amazing. Well. Yeah. What I wanted to know is in the activity world of dating, Where's the line that you've decided to draw? Are you giving it your all? Are you showing off because, you know, you're Ethan James, I can do this? Or are you letting her sort of, you know, win now and again?
Well, let's stop there. First of all, you're assuming that she's not better at sports than him. Sexist.
She's just never played darts before.
Sexist.
In the world of darts,
yeah,
Ethan would win.
Yeah, that's true. And also, if she has to have the barriers up at bowling, presumably she's not amazing.
Yeah, so I've took evidence and I've came up with a conclusion and I've sexist. Asked a question accordingly.
He could be going on dates with Kelly Holmes for all you know.
A big question is, to show off in many ways, you know, of the sort of Ethan James charm, you could cook. Have you done anything like that? Meal spec, spag bol.
Yeah, which is not really massive in the food world, which is fine. So the other day,
what do you mean by that?
Joe hates her.
Wants to try more foods and hasn't really experienced much of that, but would like to do it more.
Need more question. Info.
You've got yourself a date, by the way. Joe McGrath's big food tour of Manchester.
Yeah. So what? Perfect. So what kind of food?
I did cook for her.
Oh,
you did.
I made what she wanted, which was a fish finger sandwich with some party rings on the side.
Now, obviously, at this point, I think it's probably the best bet if I ask you how old she is.
A month older than me.
I do wonder.
The fact that Van Mee was at the end of that
is
in
a pod. These lot, aren't they?
Fish finger sandwich and party rings.
Do you class that as cooking?
It is cooking.
Is it though?
Yeah.
You got to put some fish fingers in the oven.
I know, but all food is just heating stuff up for a certain amount of time.
Brilliant.
No,
brilliant.
It's not.
Yeah, it is. Sorry. Can I quote Marco Pierre White, or do you not count him as a chef? Three Michelin stars.
So he said that.
I'll tell you what he said. Cooking is doing lots of little things well.
Well, there you go then.
Right.
Hold on,
lettuce. Cutting
it. Did you have lettuce on it?
Put mayo on it.
Help me out, mate.
Squirting the mayo. Hopefully, didn't heat that up for a little bit.
Yeah. Putting the fish fingers on the tray, getting the oven to the right temperature. That's cooking.
Yeah, but what you've done there is, Joe, you've said a quote as boldly as you said, and then you went, "Are you going to argue with Marco Pierre White?"
Well, are you?
Son of a fucking hell, he must have said it. And then you went, and then you've just said a different quote.
Cooking.
One I agree with.
Cooking is doing lots of little things well.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Right.
So you went, the first mayo. Quote was, cooking's heating things up.
No, that
you
was my
did?
Quote.
Oh, how did I know that?
Because I said it. And I hadn't, and what?
I'm with McGrath.
I'm with McGrath. Yeah, you brought me down a dark alley there.
No.
Not the first time.
And showed me the cheese wall.
No.
That's what you did?
No, I was just saying that I was getting to his quote. And I've made
so
that
you don't
clear.
Chop stuff these days? No. Christ, what's cooking like in your house these days?
Chopping.
Oh, so you chop.
Oh, sorry, what bread did you use? Please don't tell me it was sliced white.
It was, of course it was sliced. Even.
Was it a cob that you at least struck a knife through, please?
Sliced white.
Fuck. Sliced white. Squirty mayo. Yeah.
Squirty mayo.
Party rings. No, all right, yeah,
mayo
you're right.
Stumpy
that's,
a bit.
That's not cooking. You don't have mayo on a fish finger sandwich?
Ta-ta.
That's mayo. That's just posh mayo.
Is it fuck posh mayo? What with dill and gherkins and that?
Yeah.
Mayo.
What do you think the base white creamy substance of tartar sauce is?
Yeah, I get it's got a bit of fucking mayonnaise in it, but I wouldn't go plain mayo.
Don't give it its full Christian name.
I wouldn't go plain mayo on a.
You said it like
puppy.
It was an Irish woman called Mayonnaise, yeah. By the way.
Oh, it must be from County Mayo, is it?
No, I think it's from the Belgians, isn't it?
Yeah.
They love it.
You Belgians. So is it going well then with this girl? Woman?
Well, ask me as if it was I was a footballer, Drew.
So, obviously, you know, big win for you at the weekend. Fish fingers and party rings all round. In terms of the rest of the season, how do you see things going? Your relationship, your sort of strike partner, if you will. Are you enjoying the way that things are going? Do you see that partnership evolving?
Yeah, look, we've got to take each day at a time. We're not looking towards the end of the season. We're not jumping to anything right now. We're just gonna do party ring by party ring, and maybe we'll go beyond the fish finger sandwich if I feel that we're capable. But in the meantime, we'll take each date as it comes.
So a story to wrap everything up is to do with beer and football and good times. Did you see that Forest pub, Nottingham Forest pub?
Yes.
Yes. What a story. I've seen this. It's a great story. You will love this. So Nottingham Forest, obviously do really well in the Premier League now. And they have a lot of diehard pubs around the ground. One of them put someone on Facebook saying that there's an offer on. They played midday Saturday. Mm. And the offer was, and I think they felt quite confident with it, considering the game before they got beat 5-0, was it?
Yeah.
Against Brighton.
No.
Bournemouth. The offer was...
Oh, yeah, sorry. Yeah.
Forest score, everyone in the pub gets a free pint.
Oh.
Forest won 7-0. They won 7-0.
And it wasn't Forest score maximum one goal.
Nope.
It was every time Forest score, you get a free pint.
Yeah.
Everyone in the pub is shit-faced. And so how many people do you think would be in that pub? Let's say
she says she lost a grand and a half worth of stock. That's a lot.
Yeah, because that's probably 2.5 grand's worth of actual retail price.
But what's happened now is she's got a great story to tell, the landlord.
Yeah.
And she's been everywhere. And I think even Forest themselves have contacted her.
Oh, that's good.
And I don't promise, think they're making
the,
up...
Well, they promised not to score again all season, haven't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Don't think they're good. Making up the losses. But, yeah, I think they've just given her a shirt or something.
A pat on the back.
Yeah.
Speaking of... I love that, by the way. And but I bet after the first goal went in, everyone was cheering. Weren't they, like, 3-0 up after about 18 minutes or something?
It's a tricky 20 minutes, that.
Have you seen that list, by the way, of... the most pubs within a 1 mile radius of each Premier League ground?
No.
Oh my God.
Have and you who's number one?
Okay.
Can I guess?
Well, it would be Newcastle, surely, yeah.
Right. So it goes, I can't remember exactly, so I'm just picking the figures in the teams. But it's something like, so it would be like Leeds, 23 pubs within 1 mile. Nottingham Forest, let's say, 35 pubs. Manchester United, not even on the list. Arsenal, 78 pubs, whatever. And that's it. And then it's that's number two. Newcastle, 155 pubs.
Class.
It's literally more than... It's like triple number two.
Yeah.
It's why is that?
It's just in the city centre, isn't it?
It's right in the city centre.
That's crazy how much in the city centre.
But then you think, like, every London club, or most of the London clubs, you're sort of in the city centre. Like, Arsenal's in the centre, is in London. Tottenham is in London. Chelsea and Millwall, they're in the centre of London. I guess, I don't know. That is incredible, though. It's like three times more. Did you feel proud when you saw that list, Ethan?
Yeah, I have. Same with the Gregses and stuff. We've got some stuff to be proud of.
How many of those 150 do you think you've drank in?
Ooh, that's a really good question.
That's a good question.
Percentage-wise? Not loads. I'd say maybe
10%. 10%? Let's get those numbers up, shall we?
We're going to drink in 15 pubs in Newcastle.
In that radius, what's the radius?
I think it's a mile.
Yeah, I'd think near close to the... Ooh. Well, maybe more, maybe
I've
20.
I've drank in two or three. I've drank in a few pubs where I can
see. He's catching you up.
And I've only been to Newcastle City Centre once.
But if you like the Old George or whatever, you'll go to the Old George.
Who's Old George?
Or just a...
Is it landlord?
A little place.
Don't wink at me. Right then, is that us done for Friday?
Yeah.
Tuesday, big back-to-back 9 out of 10 Club World Cup games, haven't we?
Yes.
Lasagna versus Fino Pitta. Disgrace.
What?
I don't know how the Fino Pitta got in.
I don't know which way that's going to go.
Nah.
Are you off your fucking
head? Just keep an open mind, Joe. Anyway, this
one's tricky. Neapolitan pizza versus a Terry's chocolate orange.
Not tricky.
It is.
Terry's chocolate orange. I'm 100% back in the Terry's.
Well, why do you do this?
What do I mean?
You meant to taste it on the day and decide.
And I will do.
You're going in with prejudgment.
So that'll be there. And Dom will join us as well on Tuesday.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Thank you very much for watching, everyone.
Thank you, man. Bye. Wait, Ethan.
Bye.